Osiris.
Hi, this is Rob Turner with Inside Out WTNS, and the podcast you're listening to is part of the Osiris Network. Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. And they'll be doing many live events this summer around the country, which will include artist interviews, contests, and more. Sign up for the newsletter at osirispod.com to stay in the loop.
Hi friends, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is Brad, and we're here for the quick hit for night two at the Gorge, which was 7/21/2018. I've got Jeff on the line from the parking lot or the campground. Hey Jeff, how you doing, man?
Hey, we're doing great out here. How about you?
Good, thanks. Thanks. I wish I were there, but you know, so it goes. So you're there all weekend, right?
Correct.
And I'm guessing not many people got to catch the YouTube show. It was like a live TV show on YouTube with RJ and Tom Marshall and Matt. Kind of like a pre-show couch report, they called it. I'm guessing that that wasn't projected on the screens at the Gorge, right?
No.
Okay.
Not projected, not yet.
All right, just, I was just making sure. Yeah.
Osiris sponsorship for next Gorge run.
Yeah. Awesome. So thanks for everybody for tuning into that. But let's get down to it and talk a little bit about last night. First, I want to kind of start off on a non-positive note. There's been some Twitter chatter about some violence or just some unsavory folks during and after the show. You seen anything about that?
I did not. That's interesting. We were rocking at Page Side.
Okay.
And we started in the upper bowl, and then during the second set, I went ahead and worked my way down to the floor, but it was free flowing. Everybody's in a good mood.
Nice.
Good vibe.
Good. Yeah. Something about, somebody got hit with a rock or something. Not cool stuff. And then there's of course a picture of some dude with a swastika on his shoulder in front of the, fish skull and bones, you know, the black flag.
Okay.
So they're saying that, you know, I mean, who knows if it's related, but people are up in arms. But
I can tell you this, that Nitrous Mafia is out in full force.
Yeah.
So if I had to guess who that might be, it would likely be part of that crew. They at least reined it in. The cops reined it in a little bit yesterday, but Friday night it was pretty crazy.
Just the hissing everywhere. Yeah.
Just hissing everywhere, running up and down. They're just all over Shakedown Street and pretty unabashed before the show, too. So felt like I was in Camden.
Well, hopefully they clean up better than they did in Tahoe. So, but that's rarely the case with those kind of folks. So anyway, be kind to each other, right? As we can all agree. But let's talk about the first set last night. Obviously, it's a beautiful venue. I've never been, but is this your first time there?
I have been here, but this is my first time for Fish here.
Okay. All right. You know, the sunset occurs usually around the first set sometime, right? How was last night?
Exactly. No, last night was absolutely perfect.
Nice.
It was warm, but not too hot. And the sun just goes down a little bit left of the stage, and then you just get this orangish glow that just stays and stays and stays. And right when that orange glow was just glowing brightly, they ripped into Divided Sky.
Oh, nice.
And the crowd was pleased.
Yeah, that was a great first set. Kind of the longest jam of the night, actually, and it's composed, so kind of tells you a little bit about the second set, but we'll talk about that later. The mic's groove was kind of standard. What did you from my couch? You know, what'd you guys think?
Yeah, just felt like it was straightforward, well played. Mm-hmm. Love it there. Love it in the two slot of the first set.
Yeah,
because you feel like you get something a little bit more complex with some meat to it.
Right.
But even if they don't go second jam, you don't feel bad about it. And then when they followed that up with the new song, I think it's called Infinite.
Right. Right.
That was kind of like everybody's like, okay, go grab a beer, take a piss. But I was really impressed with the jam out of Infinite. I thought that that showed a lot of potential.
Yeah, it's fun to hear those new songs, especially from Mike, because they're not going to be, they may not contain soul or ocean or love like Trey's songs, you know? So, no, it's...
We're going to totally get soul planted tonight, man. You know it.
Yeah, hey, that's I like it. I like it. But it was kind of it was fun to, for me, what I took from Infinite from the couch was just everybody was kind of into it and singing instead of just Mike. So maybe it's going to have a little bit of a longevity, that one. It's Ice was well played too. It's always a highlight, especially first set.
Absolutely.
Cool.
No, love It's Ice. Hit all the key parts and just. Just felt like a first set that really was well played through and through. We didn't get kind of like the night before when we got a Type 2 Simple. That was kind of like an eye-opener to the crowd a little bit. But still, fantastic first set, and everybody's jazzed for the second set.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but I don't think last night was on the same level as night one. Do you kind of take that away?
I'd agree with that. I think... If we're gonna kind of talk a little bit about set two, like Tweezer was fantastic. The crowd went nuts as they always
do.
Right. It had a really nice arc to it. So even though it only clocked in at like 14, 15 minutes, in the moment with your eyes closed, I felt like it was a complete jam, and I was kind of ready for them to segue out into something else just because of the arc of the jam.
Nice, good.
Trey seemed to get on the Mutron late in it and add a little bit of those dirty tones and funk. I'll look forward to re-listening, but I thought it was a nice, complete Tweezer.
Yeah, and I thought, I agree with that. I at first maybe thought he ripcorded it, but you're right. I listened this morning again to the second set, and it's a nice transition into Golden Age, and Trey was ready to move on, which, you know, Trey's the CEO. He gets to make those calls, man. So
that he does.
So the Golden Age was well played too. It's funny. I don't know if you could notice, but I could notice from the couch that he's looking down for lyrics. I think I haven't seen like the iPad or anything, but I'm assuming he's looking down because he's now got the Golden Age lyrics down pretty well. And I can only assume he's reading them because before, as I'm sure a lot of people remember, he just kind of mumbled through like the second verse or whatever, but it doesn't matter because it's just a great song to dance to. We're into the second set here. It's quite quiet just looking at it, right? If you just look at set two on paper, what was the energy? How are you feeling? Did you hear a lot of complaints or praise for the second set?
I think Tweezer through Golden Age, everybody was just ecstatic and feeling it. And then, the reality of the three song slowdown definitely chilled out the crowd. I didn't really hear a whole lot of complaining, but I was also kind of in one of those, I'm going to have fun no matter what moods.
That's perfect.
which sometimes take on a life of their own. But in general, I thought that the crowd was still really positive and feeling good. But yeah, I mean, when you look back on it and you realize that maybe like Friday night when we got that light, you just got
right. You get
that fourth quarter jam that they just get deep into and really play around with. We didn't really get that last night, but Smoke and Antelope to close it.
Right. That's it. It finished strong. There's no doubt about it.
Finished strong, and then just a powerful bug. It always gets you live, like just how strong
right. When
they go bug and the lights hit into Twee Prize. So they finish it off with a burner,
right.
But it looks like they might hopefully be saving a little bit more deep improv for us tonight.
Yeah, it's a lot of people talk about Saturday shows, right? That Trey, and this is all theory, I'm assuming, but you know, Trey likes to rock on Saturday shows because he assumes people are coming that who wouldn't normally. But that's not the case at Gorge, right? You got a 3-night run in the middle of nowhere, basically. So, you know, that it's not a typical Saturday night show, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah, you could say that. But, you know, to tell you the truth, there are a number of people from Seattle. So we ended up having friends of friends and getting like a 20, 30-person crew.
Nice.
And probably a third of them are going to miss the Sunday show just because they're fans but not band fans, or you know, other life obligations made taking Monday off. I got to say, for stress that we've had, there's really low staffing, so there's a lot of stress getting into the campground, especially Friday.
Okay.
And then they're really slow. Like, we got there at, say, like 6 o'clock we got to the gates, and it still took over an hour to get through the gates.
Oh, geez.
Just because of, yeah, and that's been, and you're baking in the sun. So the fact that the crowd has been in such a good mood and generally pretty happy, to me, is a real testament to just the scene's in a good spot for the most part. You know, you've got, we're not too far from Shakedown. There's still some exceptions to every rule.
Right, of course.
But I feel like once you get through that, you go over the ridge, the breeze starts blowing. The wind never stops blowing here, but it's just a nice warm breeze.
Okay.
And you're sitting in that serene, beautiful space, and you know, they just know how to fill it up with sound perfectly. You feel like you can hear every single one of their instruments crystal clear.
So it's funny you brought up the security last yesterday's quick hit with the Funyun. You know, he said the same thing, that they're really cracking down and going through pockets and even wallets or something. Have you found that to be true?
No. I mean, they make you open your backpack.
Okay.
And they'll make you empty out water bottles. But in general, like, they didn't like pull out each. I have seen a few of them be a little bit more aggressive.
Right.
It's just one of those ironic things that the closer it gets to showtime, the less and less they do.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I guess
sure.
The trick is go in real early. But yeah, it feels a little silly considering we're out in the middle of nowhere. And come on, guys, it's fish.
Right, right.
The Wooks are going to outsmart the security folks.
Wooks win. Wooks win. Well, yeah, that's funny. So tell me,
Wooks are going to look.
What the camping just a little bit. You guys are camping, right?
Yeah.
What's going on with that? Is there sufficient everything or what?
Yeah, feels spacious. In the end, we ended up getting like 4 or 5 cars and maybe blocking out a 50-foot by 50-foot space, and then just put a bunch of shade tents up. You know, keys to stay out of the sun.
Awesome.
It's pretty hot, not horrible. There's a little lake. I tweeted it out yesterday as like a secret, but it's only a 10-minute drive.
Okay.
And luckily, now that everybody's in, entry in and out of the campground is not an issue. It's pretty easy. And so go down there with some biodegradable shampoo, and that counts as your shower, and you're refreshed and ready to rock and roll and go for another night. That put me in a great headspace yesterday, and I'm hoping to repeat it today.
Nice. Got to wash the wook off.
And Shakedown's pretty extensive. You know, you can find all the usual suspects, but some quality shirts, some quality art out there as well. Good food.
That's great. It looks pretty big from what I've seen pictures.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, if I think back to some of like the worst, like 2.0s, it's a much less sketch scene than back then.
Good.
And I was a little too young to experience the worst of 1.0. So,
okay. Yeah.
But I would say in general, aside from the Nitrous Mafia going a little bit crazy, but they're not bothering anybody. They're just doing what they always do.
Yep. Just stay safe. That's all you got to do. What? So let's talk
Drink lots of water.
There you go. Yeah. It's high desert up there. It's hot.
It's very dry.
What about tonight? Any calls, any thoughts?
So my buddies are telling me I called Tweezer Golden Age last night, so I feel like I kind of got my call for the weekend.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to overdo it here.
No, but I'll tell you what my hope is. I would love to get a Mercury. It just feels like a Mercury type of environment. They seem to be kind of liking those little bit slower tempo songs that let them stretch out and just really get those bluesy tones going.
Yep.
So maybe the dark side of those bluesy tones, I'd like to hear that.
There you go.
I think according to standard play, we'll likely get No Man's Land and maybe a Soul Planet.
Yeah. You can't
but we
complain.
Gotta get,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't complain.
Right.
Trey is happy. I'm happy. They're doing amazing things. They sound really good. I mean,
they do
sound like a machine.
So I agree with that.
It's early in the tour, so if I don't get the absolute best show, I'll be webcasting one of the best shows a little bit further down the line.
There you go. That's a good positive attitude. That's what we like to hear. But I agree with you that we're only four shows in, and they're already sounding so polished. And it could be just all the playing they've done by themselves or, you know, with others, but also because, whatever, they've been doing this for 35 years or whatever it is. So, good stuff. So let's talk about, well, first you mentioned Twitter. Sorry, I haven't mentioned your handle. It's at Mr. Wait, no, you say it.
It's under Mr. Minard.
Under Mr. Minard. I knew it. We'll attach it to the notes of this.
Is not the easiest Twitter handle.
Hey, it's like hindsight. Phone numbers though. You just gotta have it in your phone. That's all.
I got my jam the other night, so I was happy.
Yes.
An undermine.
Yes, a wonderful undermine last night or two nights ago for sure. All right, so
and I'm really looking forward to either a beautiful slave or a nice hood.
That would be amazing, especially in the second set when things are dark and beautiful. So, all right, so let's talk about a highlight that we're going to, you know, throw a clip on the end of this from last night. What sticks out to you?
I'm going to have to go chalk here. Just late in that tweezer jam, when Trey starts pulling out the Neutron.
Okay.
And just getting it choppy and funky.
Yep.
I remember that being a particularly enjoyable jam as it fades away off into Golden Age.
Yes, that sounds perfect. We'll do it. And Jeff, thanks for coming on. I wish you guys a wonderful Sunday, and let's hopefully catch each other down the line.
Hey, sounds good, Brad. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Cheers.